Cassidy's Restaurant and Bar, located downtown at 1331 Southwest Washington Street. Cassidy serves new American cuisine along with a selection of drinks daily from 4 p.m. to 2:30 a.m. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 or go to kboo.fm/give right now.
KBOO programming is made possible by KBOO member listeners and support from Seattle Theater Group, presenting English indie rocker and former frontman for The Smiths, Morrissey, with special guest Interpol, live at Moda Center Theater, The Clouds, on September 30th. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com.
Hey.
Good morning.
More haze than your haze.
Yeah. Congratulations.
I'm all hazied up.
Yeah, ain't that the truth?
Oh, boy. You know, drugs, sex, rock and roll. What can you say?
Hey.
Where's the sex? Where's the rock and roll? Where's the drugs? What's happening? Oh, I know what's happening.
None of those things.
None of those
things. It's the Abe and Joe show instead. Yeah. And it's that time of year, Joe.
Oh, no.
No, it's good. Don't say not. It's good. It's good.
Yeah.
Why? Because this is our fall membership drive.
It is?
When we reach out to our listenership and encourage them to become members of KBOO so that we can keep doing this.
We do.
It's a virtuous cycle.
Virtuous cycle.
That's right.
Is that like a tricycle?
No, not at all.
It's a metaphor.
It's a metaphor.
Monocycle?
You listen to the show, you like it, you give us some money, we keep doing the show, you keep liking it, and then, you know, next year you give us some more money.
Yeah, and then maybe, you know, you and I get too old and we quit.
Eventually.
Or we die. All right.
Listeners are turning off.
Let's get serious.
Droves now.
First of all, if you're just tuning in, you need to know this is KBOO 90.7 your FM dial. This is the Abe and Joe talk radio show. That's Abe Proctor. I'm Joe Uris, I think. 231-8187. That's the number to call to talk on the air. But, there's really a more important number because this is the number that keeps the station alive.
That's right.
And that's 877-500-5266.
Yeah, that's the number.
877-500-5266. Here's the deal. You give money, we keep working, sort of.
Sort of. Yeah.
Yeah. Once a week, come on.
Yeah, now the benefits of KBOO membership and the reasons to become a member are many, and we're going to touch on those throughout the show.
Unavoidably. Indubitably.
But I'm going to put something forward right now that may just convince you on the spot to become a member of KBOO.
Really?
And that is this. Clearly, members of Congress listen to this show.
Really?
Yes.
Which ones?
The ones that are now signing on to impeach the president.
Oh, those people.
Yeah, clearly, because we've been saying it now for months.
Yes.
Even years.
Well.
And now they're coming around. Ergo, they must listen to this show.
Oh, I see.
That's impeccable logic.
An interesting logic. That yeah.
That's right.
They could be listening.
It's airtight. I make an airtight case.
You're making an airtight case. Okay, listen, folks, this is really, you know, I hate begging for money. On the other hand, I know how much this station is totally dependent on your gifts to this station. That's really important. And if you have hesitated for whatever reason, this is the time to overcome your hesitation and make a commitment. You can make a commitment of any amount of money. We've had people give significant sums of money, and people give $5, $10, you know.
Yep. Also, this is just a really, really interesting time. There's all kinds of stuff going on, man.
That's a Chinese curse, you know.
I know. I like it, though. I like it.
You know.
There's a lot. This weekend, millions of people turned out all over the globe to march in support of overcoming climate change.
Yeah, a lot of good will do them.
I may, in fact, do a lot of good.
I'm a very dark.
Yeah, I know you are.
I don't see any hope beyond.
Okay, great.
What is the old no hope beyond dope? Something like that. Anyway. I'm not talking about that.
of course, I don't want to. I don't want to say that this young woman from Sweden, 16 years old, Greta Thunberg. I don't want to say
sort
she
of
has
artistic kind of somehow.
She's on the Asperger's spectrum.
Whatever that means.
Well, that means that she has some issues dealing with large groups of people. Engaging in social niceties, that sort of thing.
She's overcome that.
Oh, well, clearly she has, yeah. But she's also talked about how uncomfortable it's made her to be the center of attention the way she has been.
Yeah.
I don't want to say that she started a movement here, but she certainly emerged as the figurehead of the moment, at the very least.
Well, I think it's marvelous on another aspect. As a person who has been around a long, long time and has, I think, I can reasonably say, started the first Witnessing for Peace here in Portland, Oregon, way back in 1960. I was alive then. Mm-hmm. At that time, I managed to round up a few friends from Reed College and Portland State, very few, and I paraded around the British Embassy's, whatever the heck it is, British legation office here in Portland, and that was in support of the Aldermaston marches, you know, the original group that created what's now called the peace symbol.
Huh.
Which, if somebody gives the station, let's say, $100 within the next few minutes, $100, that's a reasonable amount, I will explain the origin of the peace symbol. That's an exciting bit of fact of nobody cares.
Hey, Ray, what was the over-under on how long it would take Joe to start talking about himself? We already beat it. Okay.
Hey!
So somebody's a little wealthier now. Okay. So that's all very cool.
Thank you.
All right, Greta Thunberg, remarkable person. She started last year protesting outside the Swedish parliament by herself. And she persisted.
She really did.
She persisted. More people started joining her. She became the figurehead of this global movement. She sailed across the Atlantic on a solar-powered boat to New York.
Yes.
Where she has carried her message onward and culminated this weekend with an address to the assembled delegates of the United Nations, which, while brief, was astonishing. And we're going to see maybe if Ray can dig up some audio on that. Maybe we'll play it a little later in the show. It was astonishing to see a young woman up there saying, and instead of basking in the adulation, instead of talking about what a wonderful moment was, she was talking about how she shouldn't be there, how she should be back in school, and shame on all you world leaders for getting us to this place.
Yeah, she was
It was
great.
Remarkable.
She was great. And it's what really interesting contrast. Trump, he who is the fascist, came to the UN. He stayed for 20 minutes.
Yep.
He looked bored all the time, kept looking at his watch, didn't have a translator, didn't put the translation device in his ear, and left.
And didn't have the appropriate equipment to muster the courage to speak with this young woman.
No.
It was
chicken, you know, the other word.
Yes,
I can't
indeed.
Say it.
But it was an astonishing series of events, not the least of which was this massive rally that took place all over the globe, including here in Portland.
Yeah.
But let's go to the phones.
Okay.
David, you're first. Good morning.
Hey, morning. Yeah, along the lines of the defending the planet from the rapacious greed of, you know, money masters. Since Trump is organized crime, he's not political. He's just plain organized crime.
Well, but okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So America, what I'm thinking about is Occupy America. We've got a lot of assets. We've got national parks. He's prostituting out. He's got timber harvests and coastlines to sell. He's basically selling America cheap. And I call it cashing out, because that's an old expression from gambling. You know, at the end of the night, you collect your winnings and run. And so basically what Trump is doing is cashing out America. And so we need to occupy all the different places that America is. And it's not just the national parks, but it's also the health department. It's also the EPA. It's also the libraries and, you know, the sewer systems. He's trying to basically...
Wait, you don't want him in the sewer? He belongs in the sewer. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, actually, you know, still don't want it to go into the ocean.
No,
right?
No pieces of Trump in the ocean.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, this guy is hazmat. And so that's why it's really got to be a scientific Occupy of America. And so I just urge, you know, the Occupy movement start thinking that way. Grab, find something that you know something about, you know, some aspect of America that you know something about and know well enough to how to protect it, how to make it run right. It's funny, I got on a Cullen show. You remember Ralph Nader, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then you got Jim
Yeah, helped us lose an election in 2000. But never mind. Go ahead.
And then you got Jim Hightower. So between the two of them, they must have a massive Rolodex of honest people. You know, actually, like you're talking about, was it Greta?
Greta.
Greta, yeah. And so she, by herself, got started, right? Mm-hmm. So think of the Rolodex of honest people. What it would take to put a bunch of honest people in in the various bureaucratic positions of American infrastructure and put some honest people in there. So it's funny, I got on this show the other day and I was saying, you know, we ought to just have a Ralph Nader, Jim Hightower caretaker government.
Well, okay. Yeah. Listen, I'm going to give some others a chance, and also I have to beg for money.
Yes, we do. Unfortunately,
I'm in San Francisco. I'll spread the word down here.
Please,
yes,
do.
Please.
Thank you. Unfortunately, like Plato's philosopher kings, honest people aren't going to want the job.
Really?
Yeah. All right. So we've got the speech from Greta Thunberg to the UN queued up, and I think that's a good way to segue into our first pledge.
Begging
break.
And whining. Yeah.
Yeah. We're not begging and whining. Will you stop with that?
It is begging and whining.
No, we're not. We're neither begging nor whining. So stop.
I'm whining.
Okay. All right. Let's hear Greta Thunberg to the UN.
My name is Greta Thunberg. I am 15 years old and I'm from Sweden. I speak on behalf of Climate Justice Now. Many people say that Sweden is just a small country and it doesn't matter what we do. But I've learned that you are never too small to make a difference. And if a few children can get headlines all over the world just by not going to school, then imagine what we could all do together if we really wanted to. But to do that, we have to speak clearly, no matter how uncomfortable that may be. You only speak of green, eternal economic growth because you are too scared of being unpopular. You only talk about moving forward with the same bad ideas that got us into this mess, even when the only sensible thing to do is pull the emergency brake. You are not mature enough to tell it like it is. Even that burden you leave to us children. But I don't care about being popular. I care about climate justice and a living planet. Our civilization is being sacrificed for the opportunity of a very small number of people to continue making enormous amounts of money. Our biosphere is being sacrificed so that rich people in countries like mine can live in luxury. It is the sufferings of the many which pay for the luxuries of the few. The year 2078, I will celebrate my 75th birthday. If I have children, maybe they will spend that day with me. Maybe they will ask me about you. Maybe they will ask why you didn't do anything while there still was time to act. You say you love your children above all else, and yet you are stealing their future in front of their very eyes. Until you start focusing on what needs to be done rather than what is politically possible, there is no hope. We cannot solve a crisis without treating it as a crisis. We need to keep the fossil fuels in the ground, and we need to focus on equity. And if solutions within this system are so impossible to find, then maybe we should change the system itself. We have not come here to beg world leaders to care. You have ignored us in the past and you will ignore us again. We have run out of excuses and we are running out of time. We have come here to let you know that change is coming, whether you like it or not. The real power belongs to the people. Thank you.
I don't think she was accompanied by that ominous organ chord at the end.
It's not bad. It's an accident. It's pretty good.
That was awesome. That wasn't the part of her speech that I was referring to earlier. Maybe we can find that for later. But I think you get the gist. I mean, this is the sort of thing that people in power have needed to hear for a long, long time.
Yeah, and it comes out of the mouth of a very young person.
Yep, out of the mouths of babes.
Wow.
Let's go to the phones. No? Okay. Oh, okay. Oh,
well, this gives us an opportunity to remind people why we're here today.
Indeed it does. Why are we here today, Joe?
We're here today to really remind people that they need to support KBOO. You know, the statistics, the indications of the survival of ordinary radio, like FM, are problematic because everybody has these little devices, which you like and I don't.
Yeah.
And because there's so many options in terms of music and news and so on and so forth. It is the case. You say, well, who cares about a progressive radio station? Here's the deal. Ordinary people driving in automobiles, people walking, people living their lives, find KBOO really useful. Not only is it the best news reporting, absolutely, in the local market, but beyond that, it is an excellent source for all kinds of music. It is a place where you can feel at home and you can also feel challenged. It is your home away from home to be part of the solution rather than the problem in America. And I'm not exaggerating, this is really true. As goes KBOO, I'm afraid, so goes the popular culture in America. You and you alone can make a difference. I know maybe you've already given and saying, well, so what? You know what? Give some more. But beyond that, understand that your gifts to KBOO keep this station alive. It really runs on a threadbare budget, and it really needs your help. And this is the moment that when you can show your loyalty or your reasonable concern or even your critical concern about KBOO. So won't you right now, before you think twice, get you to buy the car, before you think twice, to make a contribution to the station. If you wanted to give $20, give $40, and so on. 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. Do it now. Feel better, and let's have a struggle that matters.
I agree with all of that.
Well.
But I would add this caveat. You mentioned the devices that I like and you don't.
Yes.
Those are not at all incompatible with KBOO, the radio station.
Oh, no, I agree. It's just a...
Many people listening in real time do so over the internet, which is like a series of tubes. Or they download this program and others just like it as a podcast and listen to it at their leisure.
Leisure?
Yeah. So, I mean...
Who has leisure?
Yes, we are a radio station, first and foremost, fundamentally a radio station. But we are also a multi-platform online media presence. And I think those things should be regarded largely as one and the same.
I agree.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, I like to play around with this because I sort of think that people know enough to give, and yet you have to keep reminding people of how important that is. And I think we should take a little break to hear something really important.
Yeah, let's go back to Pledge Central. No? No? Are they too busy taking calls back there?
Just too busy.
Okay, we have now the concluding portion of Greta Thunberg's. I can't pronounce it the way she did. It sounded much cooler when she.
That's because she's Swedish.
Is that it?
Yeah,
oh, that
that's
must
fine.
Be it. All right, we have the closing portion of her address here, and we're going to listen to that now.
This is all wrong. I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you? You have stolen my dreams and my childhood with your empty words, and yet I'm one of the lucky ones. People are suffering, people are dying, entire ecosystems are collapsing. We are in the beginning of a mass extinction, and all you can talk about is money and fairy tales of eternal economic growth. How dare you?
Now that is some stuff right there.
Yeah, she actually makes me tear up, you know.
Me too.
Seriously.
That's incredible. And she's absolutely right. She should not be there. She should not have to sail across the ocean to deliver that message to prompt people to action. It's nonsensical that she has to do.
You're right. And, you know, this weekend, the bird study came out.
Uh-huh.
Half the birds.
Yeah, literally billions. Yeah.
Are gone. They're gone. And they're being destroyed, not by hunters so much as by the very lights of the cities we've created, by the very environment that we've made hostile to them. The birds, when the birds are gone, what is there that has meaning in the real world?
Oh, my goodness.
No, really.
You're absolutely right.
Come on. This is really serious stuff.
Yep.
Abe and Joe, this is Pledge Central here. I just want to interrupt you for a second there. We couldn't support you before when you asked because we were busy taking calls, and we wanted to say thank you to a couple of callers who pledged during your break.
Great.
So we have Jamila from Southeast Portland and David from Vancouver.
All right.
And if I had the cowbell in front of me, I would ring it, but I don't. So
ringle, ringle.
All I'm going to do is say thank you to both and encourage other listeners to pick up the phone and give us a call at 877-500-5266. Or, despite Joe's objection, go online to kboo.fm or even use your mobile phone app. But please show your support for Abe and Joe. They're in here every week. They do their homework. They have the discussion. They take your calls. And this is your chance to thank them for the effort that they put in every week. 877-500-5266. And I'm going to go back to Abe and Joe now.
We don't need thanks. We need money for the station.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, absolutely right.
I'm 877-500-5266. Last week, I was here. You were not here?
I was not.
And there was no devices except this device. And we raised $1,000.
Are you talking about yourself? Are you some sign up?
No. I'm talking about KBOO.
Oh, okay.
Don't put me in the middle of it. This is about KBOO. This station really needs your support. This is a time when it is evolving, as you point out, and I'm not really that critical. The tubes, the new devices, are dominating the culture of entertainment and the culture of information. That doesn't mean that KBOO is not a participant in that, and it doesn't mean that you out there shouldn't be involved with that and with this station. This station is the rock upon which many political struggles are born, and it's really important that it not flounder, which is it?
Yeah, I think both work.
A fish.
Floundering, you got it.
Yeah, 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. Please, don't hesitate. Make a call. If you've already done it, do it again. You know, it's only money.
It is. I'm going to make a blatantly materialist appeal.
Ooh,
show your appreciation. If you like this program, if you like the other programs you hear on KBOO, give us some money. Show your appreciation that way.
That's a cool way. Because
we're very shallow here, and that's the only way we really know that you like us.
Yeah, if you know, give us money. We're desperate for affection. Okay, we have people calling us.
We do. Paul, good morning.
Good morning. So I'd like to help with your funding appeal.
Okay.
By showing people how they can make money with solar energy. It's a real simple process you've probably never heard of before.
What's that?
But it works like this. I'm doing this in Paradise, California. I'm building a fourplex house with 100 solar panels on the roof.
Wow.
And what that does is it increases the amount of housing in this town that was burned down.
Uh-huh.
And so a law is being passed in California right now to allow somebody who owns a single-family house lot that was destroyed to replace the house with a fourplex and that way create a unit for the owner and three units for tenants. That way it increases the amount of the stock of housing rapidly to do this. So you might consider doing this in Oregon. And then what you have to do next, the next step is you have to lobby the legislature to pass a law to require the utilities to pay the solar homeowners 49 cents a kilowatt hour for feeding surplus solar energy onto the grid. And what this does, the big picture, is this creates a decentralized solar economy that shuts down big oil. Now you think, oh, that's just a pipe dream, but it actually was done in 1990 in one country in the world. Do you know what country that was?
No.
This actually happened in? This happened in Germany after the meltdown in Chernobyl. the one guy, he had already been thinking of this for years, a guy named Herman Scheer, who wrote a book on it called Energy Imperative. He had built a fourplex house with 100 solar panels in the Black Forest, and he was living there and inviting activists to come and see his house and how it works. And so he convinced the legislature, the parliament there, to pass this law to require the utilities to pay 99 cents a kilowatt hour. And the utilities over there and big oil went berserk trying to stop it, but the German people were in a panic, and it made sense what he said, and they passed this law. It was the first time in the world where anything like this had been done. But it's a tremendous way of shutting down big oil, keeping it in the ground. And the result has been Germany has shut down one nuke every year since then. The last nuke in Germany will be shut down Earth Day 2022. And yet this news story has never been published in any media in the United States. And we're doing it in California. This one senator is passing a law like this to allow homeowners to replace a single-family house with a fourplex.
You know, I'm going to interrupt you because there's a thing that's really important about all of this, which is that, in fact, solar and wind power and tidal power are real, and they are useful, and they are cheap once the basic money is put into them. But, pardon me, more importantly, we now know, because there's just recently been a lot of articles about it, that what happened at Chernobyl, the reality of the destruction of Belarus and some parts of other parts of what would have then been the Soviet Empire, we now know that all of that was really much worse than anyone let on, and that the world, basically the established capitalist system, as well as the Soviet system of that time, conspired to hide how bad it was.
There's a case study in official denial.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
yes,
quite amazing.
Absolutely.
And in what's important about this is that, in fact, the Soviet Union seeded the clouds to take the radioactive fallout and have it drop to the ground. And Belarus was the main place where that poison ended up.
It's horrifying.
Yeah, it's really scary.
Well, thank you, caller, for the call.
Yeah, that's very important. He made a really good point.
And I would add this, too. The creation of a decentralized power, it's not really a grid if it's decentralized.
No, it's not a grid.
It? No.
Right.
It's less vulnerable to catastrophic events like natural disasters.
Yeah,
example.
Or wars.
Or
wars.
Yeah,
wars,
exactly.
Wars.
That's the way to go. I would love to see every building in the United States be powered by solar energy.
I think it's a wise thing to do. It's a good investment, and it seems that it really pays off in the real estate market.
So we are raising money today. This
yes,
is KBOO's fall membership drive. So that is our imperative this morning.
A raison d'etre.
Yes. Raison d'etre. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. Make a donation. Keep this radio station on the air. We just heard from Greta Thunberg in that stunning address she gave to the United Nations.
That's the one where Trump walked out.
It had both Joe and I welling up with tears here in the studio.
Actually.
That may never happen again.
No, you'll never see me cry again.
Would you want to take a guess as to what our president tweeted in response?
No, I don't want to guess. I want to hear.
He said, "She seems like a very happy young girl, looking forward to a bright and wonderful future. So nice to see."
You're kidding.
No.
That was it?
That was it.
This is the man who is the king of non-empathy.
The king of non-empathy. It appears also to be the king of treason. More, as I mentioned at the outset.
Treason!
When I speculatively claimed that perhaps members of Congress listen to this show, because more and more of them are signing on to impeach the president. We know now from multiple sources, including the president himself and his personal attorney / personal ambassador, Rudy Giuliani.
Right. And his Roy Cohen, who's the head of the Justice Department.
That the president of the United States pressured the newly elected president of Ukraine to manufacture dirt on Joe Biden's son, who had done some business in the Ukraine over the past few years. we know now that he also threatened to withhold many millions of dollars in aid from the Ukraine. It's not. It's just Ukraine, right? The Ukraine is the old style.
It's Ukraine.
He threatened to withhold millions of dollars in funding from Ukraine unless the president there agreed to help him with this. So we have the president of the United States using taxpayer dollars to lean on the duly elected president of a foreign power to help dig up dirt on his domestic political enemies.
Yeah, you know, I sometimes go to the Saturday market, and there's a guy there who sells lamb, and he's a very, very, very conservative guy. And his position is it doesn't matter what Trump does. The presence of Trump is good because it represents all of the kind of political things he believes in. Now, this is an irrational, if not irrational, attitude. He's not evaluating the things that the administration does. He's evaluating it in terms of an idea he has in his head about the world. And this is a weird thing that is taking over a lot of people. It has to do with a combination of denial around the growing changes in the population. People of color are becoming a more significant part of the American situation. People are demanding their rights. There is a change in the attitude toward sexual orientation, change in attitude toward all kinds of things that is happening now in this country. And I want to say this because it's really important. In this region, in this city, KBOO is a leader in that struggle. We have always been that. There's
Indeed,
never been
have.
A question of it. Mm-hmm. And if you care about these things, and I'm assuming you do, you wouldn't even be listening. You need to make a commitment to the station right now. Even if you've already given, you need to give some more. I'm sorry to say that, but it's really necessary. So what I want to know is, are you aware of the number? 877-500-5266.
Yeah.
If you're aware of that number, that means you can dial, I think. And if you can dial, even if you have to use your nose, then heck, let's have you give a contribution. And if you plan to give $50, see what $100 does to your account. You know, seriously. Make it hurt you a little bit so that we are able to struggle on with what's going to be a horrible, horrible effort to save the United States of America from the tyranny that is really dominating our culture at this time. 500-5266, 877-500-5266. Let the phones ring and let glory reign supreme.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you really think the effort to rid the country of this president is going to be horrible?
Yeah, I think it's, first of all, you got this, the Republican Party has gotten very strange. It has always been kind of reactionary, but boy, is it strange these days. And without the support of a significant number of Republicans in the Senate, the impeachment becomes impossible.
No, it doesn't. Removal becomes impossible. Impeachment is,
I misspoke. Yeah. You're correct.
Impeachment has been possible since the minute the Democrats took over the majority in the House.
Yeah, let's get Pelosi her courage. Yes.
I would like very much to see that. Yeah, I'm at the point where I'm really throwing up my hands here. I really don't understand. At the beginning of this push for impeachment, Pelosi was hesitant. Why? Because she had a front row seat to the impeachment of Bill Clinton, which was, of course,
A farce,
a misuse of a constitutional power, a debasement of a constitutional power.
Yes.
So she was worried about the political fallout because she witnessed firsthand how it came back to bite the Republicans. So she's been hesitant right now. But this sort of middle path that she's taking, will she or won't she? Impeachment in slow motion. This is the worst possible position that she could take. We're in the worst possible place we could be with regard to impeachment right now, mostly because of her fear.
Her reticence.
It's fear. Let's call it what it is.
Yeah.
And really, I wish she would either do what needs to be done here or get out of the way. Let's go back to Pledge Central. I think we've got some praise to heap on our listeners.
Abe and Joe, thank you so much. Obviously, your message is resonating with listeners. We have a couple more thank yous to give. York in Southeast Portland and Allison Tigard, thank you so much for becoming members and renewing your membership here at KBOO. We depend on membership for 80% of our operating revenue, and with folks like you, we'll continue to supply this important public affairs programming for another 50 years. I'm going to add the number that Joe's been repeating the whole morning, 877 500 5266 or online at kboo.fm or use your mobile app. But please take this opportunity, show your support for Abe and Joe and all the other public affairs and cultural affairs programmers and news reporters who put so much time, effort, and energy in making sure that you are informed and have the information you need to move forward with your life.
Yeah, you know, it came as a shock to me that I wasn't being paid for this. But once I adjusted to that several years ago, I realized that this is a service, this is a chance for me to clean up my record in life, my opportunities that I've taken or not taken, my chance to make things better in the world. And I think that's a real thing, not just for me, but for all of us. We all have awareness of failure. We all have awareness of success. We all know where we are relative to the vast, incredible wealth that none of us, I suspect, mm-hmm. listening to the station, experience. But with our dollars, by the effort of this station and other very important charitable efforts, we can make the world a better place. We can make Portland a better place. And we really owe it to ourselves and our children and our children's children to try to have that success. Because once we get going on it, we will win. 877-500-5266.
You know, again, Joe. What? I got to agree with you wholeheartedly, man.
I thought we were fighting.
No, no. That's what we try to do, but I can't. You're just winning me over, man. You're right. You can adjust the karmic scales in your favor. I guess karma doesn't really work on the principle of scales, but I'm going to go with that metaphor anyway. Not just in your favor, but in favor of all of us and of the planet. KBOO has been on the right side of history for as long as I've been involved with this station and even farther back. Where is the position of this station on opposing the fascists who march through our streets? Against the fascists.
We're against the fascists.
Where does this station come on protecting the environment of this planet for future generations?
We're good on that.
And for wildlife.
We're good.
We are good on that. Where is this planet on economic and social justice for underrepresented communities? We are with that. Over and over again, on issue after issue, KBOO is on the right side of history. It is on the right side of karmic justice.
On the right side of justice, we now take our stand.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who said that?
Some Salvation Army song.
Some Salvation Army song said that. And we agree. 877-500-5266. Why does a community need a voice like KBOO, Joe? That's a rhetorical question. But you can answer if you want to.
Well, I'll just make a simple answer. We lead the way. We push hard in the right direction. And we do it for free. I mean, our staff is, our actual working staff is very small. Our volunteers, that's you and me, believe it or not, do this because, ego thing? Maybe. But really, because we believe that the voice of freedom, the voice of justice, the voice of fairness must prevail. And to make it prevail, we have to say what needs to be said. And this station is the vehicle for that. And you, whether or not you actually participate online or whatever, you can help make that possible by simply giving money. And not only giving money, but giving a little more than you'd like to. 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. Won't you call right now?
Yeah.
And online, kboo.fm.
And I would also suggest that the support you give to KBOO is not the beginning nor the end of your obligation as a human being walking the planet at this moment in time. Yes, it is critical that you support this radio station as part of the connective tissue of your community, but it is equally important that you get out there and you work to change the world for the better in all sorts of ways, whether it's planting trees, whether it's growing your own food, whether it's working to make your home more efficient, whether it's putting aside your car to commute by bike or by mass transit.
Or walking. Walking.
All of these things are wrapped up in one another. There is no seam between them. They are all part and parcel of the effort we all must make. But I'm here to tell you right now that supporting KBOO is part of that.
It is, absolutely. And this is not an exaggeration. Now, I play around a lot to raise this money. But the reality is that if this station went silent, that place on the dial would probably be occupied by, I don't know, some right-wing weird thing. And we don't want that to happen either. And right now, we are an activist organization pushing for justice, both climate justice and human justice. And we do this on a regular basis with volunteer labor and a very small staff. And you can be part of that in any way you want, including coming down here and working here as a volunteer. And the most important thing right now, because that's what we're doing, is to put your money where your mouth is. 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266 or KBOO.FM.
Now, you mentioned a few minutes ago the bird study.
The bird study. It's horrifying. It actually made me feel really bad. I like birds.
Yeah, I like birds too. I want to talk a little bit about that for a second.
They pollinate.
They do
along with the bees, along with the bees who also are dying.
Yep. And they also help control all sorts of pests that we don't like, you know, living in our homes.
Mosquitoes.
Yeah, and all that stuff. Yes. So according to a new estimate published in the journal Science, this was regarding data that has been collected over since 1970 on over 500 species of birds in North America. They estimate that there's been a 30% loss in the total population of breeding birds over that period of time. That's around 3 billion individuals.
Yeah, you know, and you think, birds, you know. It's not just the aesthetics, which is marvelous. Not just you go to watch the swifts over in Northwest Portland, that's fun. The fact of the matter is that these birds are crucial, as are many of the other animals, like bees. Mm-hmm. They are crucial to the pollination of the things we eat. And this disruption has enormous impact and threatens life on Earth. So as go the birds, so goes the humankind. And we need to turn this around. And we need to do it now. And you need to hear about it often and rationally on a station like KBOO. And again, in order to have that happen, it takes money. I'm sorry, it takes money. 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266, or did I miss that six? I'll say it again, 877-500-5266, or KBOO.FM on the tubes.
Now, you may ask yourself, what does it really matter that some 3 billion birds have died off in the last 50
years?
They're
so cute.
Well, they are so cute, but they're also indicative, right? They also are a bellwether of the overall health of the environment writ large, but also to individual ecosystems throughout the North American continent.
Oh, absolutely.
Right. The fact that we are losing such a significant number of species indicates that the very health of these ecosystems are in jeopardy. Now, again, this is something we've known, but this is yet another indicator of that. Why is this important? In the history of the Earth, and we're talking about several billion years, there have been 5 mass extinction events. We are at the cusp of a 6th. There's really no other way to interpret the data in terms of species loss.
And this ain't no asteroid. This is us.
This ain't no asteroid. This isn't any period of volcanism. This isn't caused by any sort of externality like that. This is because of the actions of one species, Homo sapiens, particularly its adoption of industrial capitalism, which happened in the mid 1800s.
Right.
We are at the beginning of another mass extinction. What this means for our species has yet to be determined. Now, whether or not you have a vested interest in ignoring this sort of thing, lots of people who are heavily invested in industrial capitalism do. But I'm telling you right now, if you're a betting person and you want to bet on the survival of your species and your progeny, it's time to start addressing these things. It's time to start rolling back the dangers of industrial capitalism. It's time to wean ourselves from fossil fuels, find a different way to power our society, find a different way to broadcast this radio station signal. Let's be honest. This transition is up to and including things like KBOO.
You know, and really, the analogy with the birds is interesting because we humans are the canaries in this particular mine.
It's true. So again, this radio station represents a source of information in the community that has been on the right side of this issue for as long as it has been around. And I say that without exaggeration. So it's worth your support. 877-500-5266. Help bring us to the day when KBOO is broadcast entirely with social power. Or social power? Yes.
Social power.
Yes.
That solar power.
That was a Freudian slip, but it works. It is social power, and it is solar power. That day is within sight, and you can help us get there.
Yeah, really. We have to do this. This is kind of a thing I don't really like doing, but the fact of the matter is we have to persuade some people out there, and it shouldn't even be necessary, come on. We have to persuade people to put up money to make this place exist. Why? Because there ain't no free lunch in the U.S. of A. KBOO.FM is the alternative way of making a contribution. That's KBOO.FM. You should do that, and you should feel good when you do that. And when you've done it, if you've already done it, you can think, oh, you know, if I gave an extra $20, what would it happen? What would it hurt? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
I totally agree. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. So we have a bunch of topics on the table in addition to our plea for your support. One of those things is the climate crisis. We've been talking about that the last few minutes. The other thing is the looming jeopardy that the President of the United States finds himself in.
Well, he's putting the nation in jeopardy.
Yeah.
Really, seriously.
He really is.
He loves dictators, and there's nothing better in his mind than a dictator.
Yeah, it's true. He seems to make friends with lots of them. He's also committed troops, United States troops, to the defense of Saudi Arabia, that beacon of social justice and democracy.
Oh, yeah. The place that engages in torture of its enemies.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. And let's not forget the nation that supplied us with all but one of the September 11th attackers.
Let us not forget.
Let us not forget. But here's a wrinkle on this that I really want you to consider. This most recent fracas regarding the president's pressuring of the leader of Ukraine. What is this all about? This is about yet another attempt by the president to cheat in the upcoming election, to subvert the democratic process here in the United States so that he can serve a second term. So what is the one really big failsafe in a representative democratic system like ours, Joe?
What is?
It's the fact that elected officials have to go back before the electorate and face them in an election.
Yes.
But if the president is subverting that, if he is cheating, then he has taken away the one failsafe that we have to remove someone like him from office.
Yeah, you know, he said a while back in one of his many tweets that he wanted his Roy Cohen. Now, Roy Cohen was Senator McCarthy's lawyer agent. He was a terrible, terrible man in much of his life. And ironically, he was a closeted gay person who ended up dying of AIDS, which is ironically ugly. And I bring it up only because, you know, he wants his Roy Cohen.
It looks like we've got a message from Pledge Central.
First of all, we have a couple of quick thank yous. Patricia in Newburgh, thank you. And Audrey in Southwest Portland has increased her monthly membership.
Yay.
And Brooke is renewing. So thank you to those three. And we also have an anonymous match who has promised to match up to $500 through the balance of the Abe and Joe show.
Oh, that means we really have to push for the money. Come on, $500, that means $1,000.
I wanted to give you that opportunity to put the pressure on.
Yeah, come on, folks. Let's just make this. If you've been sitting on your hands or wherever you sit on or whatever you say, wherever you're hanging out, this is an opportunity not to be missed. It's a matching money. That means somebody is willing to make a commitment of $500 if you will make a commitment of any amount of money. It's really a no-brainer. This is an opportunity of unparalleled importance.
Unparalleled.
Unparalleled. Yes, I like that.
Of perpendicular importance.
Oh, really?
877-500-5266. Go ahead.
No, I just think we get a few matches like this, but this is very generous, and really it is not something you want to pass up if you want to help this station. 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266 or KBOO.FM.
Unparalleled.
Unparalleled. You like that word.
You can be acute. You can even be obtuse. It doesn't matter. Just give us the money. 877-500-5266. Let's go to the phones. Yes. Ron, good morning.
Good morning. I had a basic question. If I were to produce, figuratively, a product that I knew that contained carcinogens, chemical mix of witch's brew.
Yes.
And then I added nicotine to it that could be the same.
Yes.
And I put it out and sold it. And then I flavored it with a kind of sweetness, just like my partners had basically sweet kids' drinks.
Yeah.
And I put that out in the market. Now, I knew that the product had toxic substances in it, which is basically poison.
Uh-huh.
What would be my crime against humanity for poisoning a population and capturing an addiction of children of at least 27% in this country between the mid and high school ages, and then basically with that capture of addiction, having the next generation of kids being influenced by those that using generation? How would that be as a poisoning of a certain amount of population? Would that be a crime? Would that be a crime against humanity? Or how would that be?
Well, first of all, it'd make you rich. That's the horrible fact of how capitalism is working. But you're right. It would be a crime against humanity. The addiction to nicotine is very, very real and very, very scary. The development of devices to deliver that nicotine, which has happened recently, with vaping and so on, is becoming obviously an opportunity to make even more money for those who are creating these poisons. And it's a crime. It's a crime. It may not be a crime in the books. It should be. But it's a crime, and it's being perpetrated characteristically by a system that is uninterested in the welfare of the people as a whole and very much interested in the welfare of a smaller group of people.
But a question I would have is, it's broader in industry, because this particular company who sold children's drinks from the 60s on,
uh-huh,
very successfully, also had cigarettes, obviously, they put $12-plus billion dollars behind the San Francisco company, who was really the perpetrator of the flavored nicotine-added products. But it's the concentration of the substances in the product, in the system itself, which is basically electronic nicotine delivery system, that those were known by the investment company who put the $12 billion in, even in their stock reports, that there was carcinogens, toxicants, in the product. So it wasn't as if they didn't know, because the company in San Francisco actually partnered with this company early on before the company made the investment of $12 billion last August.
Well, what you're saying is true, first of all. Second of all, look, this is what capitalism is about. It is not necessarily moral or immoral. It is simply about the making of wealth for a relatively small number of people. It does give jobs, but then many other economic systems can give jobs. It is a system that is coldly uninterested in all of the rest of the universe, literally, and it is absolutely willing to do anything to make money. And that's kind of where I'm at. I can't speak for Abe. I am disgusted at this point with the way in which the system is delivering. And there's going to be many, many issues that we'll be talking about, if we get enough money to talk, that really have to be addressed. There's some labor struggles. Did you know that the amount of organized labor in the United States is less than 7% of the working force?
I did know that. I read that just the other day.
Yeah, probably the same sourcing.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, right. Okay, but here's the deal. You can at least ease your conscience to some small degree and feel good about yourself by knowing that this station maintains its leadership role in the fight for justice. 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. And remember, this is matching money. You give a buck, that's $2. You give 20 bucks, that's 40 bucks. It's a really wonderful opportunity. So do that. Call or online, KBOO.FM.
We are in the fight of our lifetimes.
I'm afraid that's true.
Not just our lifetimes, your children's, your grandchildren's lifetimes. We need on all fronts right now to mobilize right-thinking people. And I say that without irony. And I say that proudly. We are on the right side of the struggles that beset this civilization right now. This station is the standard bearer for people who want to make this planet and this nation what it could truly be. And this is part of that struggle, supporting this radio station. It's just as important as getting out there and registering people to vote. It's just as important as getting out there and planting trees and growing your food and parking your car and turning it off and walking. It's part and parcel to all of that. And if you are up for this struggle, if you are all in with saving the planet and saving our democracy, then you owe it to yourself and your community to support this station. 877-500-5266. Was that over the top?
No, not at all.
877-500-5266.
And remember, this is a matching grant opportunity. $500, up to $500. If you give $20, it's $40. If you give $100, it's $200, and so on. This is an unprecedented opportunity. It doesn't happen often enough. But the fact of the matter is, it is happening because people know, somebody knows, the value of this station. So, 877-500-5266 or KBOO.FM.
That's right. And you know what else? We understand math.
What?
Math.
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 Matching funds.
Matching funds. Yeah.
Y equals 2X. Y being the total amount of money raised, X being the amount of money in your contribution, 2 being the multiplier from matching funds. See how that works?
Ooh, that's mathematics.
That is mathematics.
Ooh, that's good.
That means every dollar that you contribute will be doubled. It's like magic. Math is kind of magical, Joe. It really is.
Math is magical. Okay, why not? Math is magical, and you ought to know how to do it.
That's right. 877-500-5266. Help us make mathematical magic this morning. Make a contribution to KBOO. Here's how it works. $10 becomes 20. 20 becomes 40. 40 becomes 80. 5 million becomes 10 million. You see how that works?
I may have overshot
our limit.
I think so.
But the principle is sound.
Yeah, the principle is sound. Absolutely.
500-5266 is the number to call.
What? Say it again. Slowly.
877-500-5266.
Now you have no excuse not to call. None whatsoever. We've repeated that number ad nauseum.
Join the refined and sedate members of KBOO and support your community today.
Being serious about all of this is important, and we want to warn you that if we go off the air, I don't know, it could be some weird religious broadcasting outfit.
I know. Not to mention, this is the only thing that gives Joe direction. If Joe's not doing this show, who knows?
I could run rampant through the streets with a hatchet.
I know. Nobody wants that.
No,
trust me. Nobody wants that. 877.
I don't even have a hatchet. No, I do. I have a hatchet. Be wary.
That's
support
right.
This station. 877-500.
It is a locally made, sustainably sourced hatchet. Let's put that on the table right now. 877-500-5266.
Hatchet? What? Who came up with that?
You did.
Oh. Hey, listen, all kidding aside, we know that this station is important. Abe and I both make a contribution in money and another thing in doing this show. We enjoy it. It's okay. It's not a big deal, and we don't get paid for it. And I used to do that, and I liked it better when it was that way, I'll be honest. But the fact of the matter is, they don't pay us because we don't say what they want to hear. We say what we believe to be the truth. We support progressive causes. We support the unity of the American people and the world's people. We believe that this can be a better world, and we're willing to fight for it to some extent, and we are willing to contribute to a great extent. So won't you do your part? Won't you help the match of $500 by contributing to KBOO? And all you have to do that, aside from having the money itself, is go to 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266 or KBOO.FM.
And we've also got, you know, stuff. Because who likes, you know, who doesn't like a little extra stuff? We've got T-shirts. We've got mugs. We've got beanies.
We got books.
We got books.
We got records.
So you can proudly wear your affiliation with KBOO as a badge of honor out in the community. Then people will know that you are on the right side of the movement that is sweeping the globe.
It is sweeping the globe, and it's about time because we're running out of time. Not just the show, but in fact, the world. On the birds, for the birds. Give money for the birds. 877-500-5266.
You can also make a quick, safe, easy, and discreet online contribution at KBOO.FM. You know, if you're using one of those internet tubes, you're at the end of one of the many tubes. Yep. Don't put your lips to it and shout. You know, go to your computer and make a donation.
Wait, you mean you can't just shout at your computer?
No, the tube metaphor only goes so far.
I can see that. Okay, listen, we've been kidding around, but also we're being serious. The world is in a very dangerous situation. And there are many, many perfectly wonderful efforts to struggle and win the fight against the destruction of the planet. But there's none that is so local and so direct and so important as KBOO. 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266.
877-500-5266 or KBOO.FM.
Thank you, everybody, for
thank
your
you,
support.
Thank you, thank you.
Stay tuned, and we'll be back at you next week.
But this ain't exactly real, or it's real, but it ain't exactly there. From the war against disorder, from the sirens night and day, from the fires of the homeless, from the ashes of the gay, democracy is coming to the USA.
Like to give special thanks to our local community partners who've donated food to our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Bread and Ink Cafe, located at 3610 Southeast Hawthorne Boulevard in the Richmond District, serving family style every day from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. or later. Lunch was provided by Devil's Dill, located in the Buckman neighborhood at 1711 Southeast Hawthorne Boulevard. Open daily from 5 p.m. to 3 a.m., Devil's Dill serves a variety of sandwiches, including vegan and gluten-free options. Dinner was provided by Cassidy's Restaurant and Bar, located downtown at 1331 Southwest Washington Street. Cassidy serves new American cuisine along with a selection of drinks daily from 4 p.m. to 2:30 a.m. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 or go to kboo.fm/give right now.
Good morning. You are listening to KBOO Portland. We are in the middle of our pledge drive. I hope you're all are stepping up and doing what you can to support this great community project. Coming up next is Alternative Radio.
Really? Thanks a lot, man. The key thing for me is the big significance of who manages the mass of capital and how is it being managed. And my answer to that is I think there's something which I would call the state finance nexus. The state is not alone, it's the state and finance together. So there is a state finance nexus there, which is absolutely crucial. This is the way in which the capitalist class is operating.